Add dry eye relief to your routine with Refresh Optive Mega 3, a lubricating eye drop with a moisture-rich, preservative-free formula enhanced with an active ingredient like flaxseed oil and antioxidants. This formula supports all three tear film layers and provides advanced hydration to instantly moisturize and soothe dry eyes. Refresh Optive Mega 3 is safe to use as often as needed, so you can make it part of your wellness routine. Find Refresh online or in the eye drop section at all major retailers. FSA and HSA eligible.
Save big money on your outdoor project at Menards. We make landscaping simple with our free, easy-to-use design program and step-by-step project guides. Plus, Menards has the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape block at the best prices. Save big on everything when you shop at Menards. Visit us in-store or on Menards.com to see our full selection of landscape blocks and get your outdoor project started today. Save big money at
Menards. Oh, I found out the most fascinating thing about the egg.
Tell me.
I will tell you. Okay, so there's this new study that just came out where, you know how, I don't know if this is a conversation with girls, but guys are always like, I'm an alpha because I was the fastest sperm to get to the egg. I fought off all the other.
So was I.
All the other sperms. Oh, yeah. But like guys talk about being like a strong swimmer.
Yeah, but I was also a strong swimmer. Do you think guys talk about having strong swimmers?
Well, maybe that's the case.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I always forget that girls were also sperm.
Yeah.
Okay, but basically, like, I've only had that conversation with guys. Girls are never like, yeah, I got to the egg faster than the other sperm.
Right. I didn't know you guys talked about that all the time.
I haven't talked about it since sixth grade.
Uh-huh.
But it's important to circle back because we have a podcast that we have to fill up with conversation every week.
I was confused about, can we go back to the egg
Let me finish the thought about the egg.
I'm sorry. I didn't know you weren't.
Basically, the study just came out that says, it's not about the sperm at all. The egg actually makes it kind of impossible, puts up barriers to entry for sperm that, I want to say she, that she deems unfit to be her catalyst for pregnancy. I don't know what to call it.
So the egg is, it's about female autonomy.
I'm not going to say it's like a 50-50 split because I don't know what's going on in someone's ovaries.
Uh-huh.
I can't speak to the egg nor the sperm
because
I don't know what's going on in their heads.
Right.
My understanding is that now we know a little bit more and it's not all sperm racing upstream.
Right. I guess what had confused me, I think I get it now though. It was talking about it from releasing an egg. So the sperm is just staying there waiting for the egg. Okay.
Yeah.
And then, but the egg is not going to drop in this case. Got it. I was thinking the egg already needed to be out, but it doesn't.
Hey. A little refresher course can't hurt.
It can't hurt anyone.
Yeah.
And that's why I love Julie.
And that ad's going to play like 40 minutes from now.
We have a sponsor today called Julie, a contraceptive brand. And we had to circle back and have a little refresher course. It can't hurt the science. I feel like we don't know not that it's not really affecting our day-to-day to know what happens.
There are so many women that don't really know how our cycles work, including me. Like, there's so much behind it.
Oh,
so many phases. So many.
How about me? How about men? I couldn't even begin to talk about it.
And yeah,
eggs dropping and such.
But that's even crazier that it's like happening in my body and I barely know.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you and I are both not super in touch with what's.
Well, you know, women are born with all the eggs that they're ever going to have.
I do know that.
Okay, that's the only thing I know.
I know that because there's just thing where people are like freezing their eggs.
Yes. Yes. It's
my eggs would be frozen 3 years ago.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, sorry.
You know that birthday's coming up.
That's exciting.
Mm-mm.
Hey, Brooke.
Hi, Connor.
Are you ready to MAP?
I'm ready to pee.
Ignorance is bliss. I'm living in a world of my own, and it's awesome.
Oh, I thought I was responsible for 9/11 when I was 5.
Where were you?
In Pennsylvania. Touch grass, might I suggest.
We're just going to dive right in today. Well, hey guys, welcome back to Brick and Bracken. Welcome back to Brooke and Connor Make a Podcast.
Yes.
We're in the studio today, like we are when we record this podcast every week. Brooke was a little late today because she had to get gas.
Yes, my car had run out of gas. And
that's crazy.
Yeah, I had gone to the gas station, as you do, and I was filling up my gas, and I was actually like reading the what would you call like
sign?
What's the machine called where the gas comes out of? The pump.
The pump.
I was reading the pumping machine, and like reading what happens if you drive away with the pump in, and how it's $1,000, and I was like, damn, that's like that sucks. That's crazy. Get in my car, drive away with the pump still in. And that was one of those situations where it's like, I wasn't even like, damn. It was just like,
Yeah. Like, why not? Why
wouldn't
that happen?
I was like, oh, yeah. But it didn't, like, it wasn't, I can't explain it, but it wasn't that bad. Like, I blacked out for sure, but it was just the nozzle. Does that make sense? Like, it wasn't the long tube.
How far did you get?
Not far at all. And
how did you realize?
You can feel it.
Like dragging in the wind?
No, because nothing was dragging. You just, when you know, you know. That's the thing. But they were able to reattach it.
You're more in touch with your car than we are with our bodies.
I think that I genuinely,
you just know,
truly think there was a piece of me that knew it was, like, I think I knew that it was happened. Like, I think I manifested doing that.
So what's the $1,000 fine for? Is it a $1,000 fine if you did what you did? Or were
no,
they...
I think if you break it. And for whatever reason, I didn't break it. I just drove away with it in my car.
But you returned it.
And returned it immediately.
I borrowed it. Back.
It. I borrowed it.
I was just using it for a second.
It was like a total library.
Jesus Christ. Come on.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool that you had like a cool gas station attendant that was like, you know what? I'm going to let you off the hook this time.
Yeah. I just kind of like looked at him, and then because he was already out there, and he was like sighed and was like, hold on a minute. And then just reattached it. And then I was like, thank you. And I'm sorry. And he was like, it's fine. And I was like, okay, can I go? And then he was like, yeah. And it was really like best case scenario. And unfortunately, I feel like I'll do it again.
I don't think you will. I think like now that it's happened once, like you kind of just got it out of the way.
I'll be thinking about it more.
Yeah. But now that you've done it and gotten away with it, I kind of want to do
it. Right. No, but I feel like that was too good to be true.
I know.
And it needs to
I'm going
to
get the $1,000 fine.
I think
and in fact, I might get like an extra fee on it.
Right.
You know?
Right. I could see you kind of like taking the entire like machine
pump dragging
off
it
of
it. I wouldn't turn around though. I would dump my car.
I didn't have a choice.
I would dump my car in the river. If I took the whole thing with me, I go, no, I'm going to get out and leave the car.
Rather than pay the $1,000, just pay.
I mean, I would rip it off and be like, oh my God, okay, we did, okay, done. And then it would catch on fire and I would explode.
Yeah.
Like something bad would happen to me.
No, yeah. So I was a little late today. And that's why.
Yeah.
Thank you for making me my coffee, though.
Of course. I had a car situation that happened.
What happened?
As well. So I go to In-N-Out yesterday. I haven't been to In-N-Out in so long.
In-N-Out.
You had In-N-Out yesterday as well? In-N-Out's a special treat. I was just like, you know what? I'm going to get In-N-Out today. I drive up to In-N-Out, and I pull up to the drive-thru lane, and the guy is out there taking one of the guys with the iPad, and he's taking my order, and he goes, are you going to be eating in the car today? And I go, no. Why would I eat in the car? No, thank you. And he's like, looks in my car and goes, are you sure? It's like, it's so messy. I go, and there's like a bottle of sriracha in the cup holder as well. I was like, yeah, okay. Yeah, goddamn. I will. I'm going to eat it in my car. Uh-huh. Sure. I was like, do you want to get the rest of you want to get the cashier out here and watch me eat it in the car? It's so like a zoo animal. So I got it. And I ate it in my car, and I was just thinking about that for so long that he like looked in my car, waited a second, and was like, are you sure you don't want to just, like, it can't get worse in there.
Why did that matter to him? Like,
They ask you. When you go to In-N-Out, they ask you, do you want to just, are you eating in the car today so they can set it up? Or else they wrap it and put it in a to-go bag.
Okay. So it affects the presentation.
And you don't want to be in a situation where you end up eating it in the car and have to unwrap it and it looks ugly.
Yeah. Okay. He was just looking out for you. Hot take.
I know. Well, the situation is I ate my In-N-Out in the parking lot of In-N-Out instead of driving four blocks home.
I think that's standard, truly. I can't imagine sitting in my car with the smell of In-N-Out and not diving in. Well, I would be like drooling on my pants.
Well, I want to emphasize that I was about like maybe 40 seconds from my house with parking and getting out.
He didn't know that.
I felt like I should tell him.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like, no, I said I didn't want to eat in my car. And then he said, "Are you
right.
got a good look at uh-huh. me and my uh-huh. my car condiments.
Right, believe men.
Believe men. And he said, "Are you sure you don't want to just eat in your car? I have no tent on my window, so it is a fishbowl, and I'm sitting there eating my lunch.
Uh-huh.
I could throw the burger at my house where I stand.
Well,
I did. I ate it in my car.
Are you going to go back to that location again with
that
man?
The only one near me.
Mm-hmm.
I might tell him. I'm going to take this one home.
Okay.
Next time.
What will you say?
Hey,
you
last time
play?
You got a yeah.
Okay. I'm the guy at the cashier.
Okay.
No, he wasn't the cashierist.
He was outside with his iPad.
I'm the guy outside with my iPad.
Yeah.
Okay.
He was younger though. Like we could have been the same age, and I just like didn't like the. Go ahead.
Okay. Will you be eating in your car today?
You know what? No, I'm going to take this home. Thank you for asking.
Are you sure?
Why are you leaning into my car? What are you looking at?
Good.
Sorry, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm sure. I'm gonna take this one home. I live four blocks away.
Okay, great. We'll get that out to you right away.
Why'd you ask if you're sure? If I'm sure.
I was just double checking, doing my due diligence.
I noticed you asked, "Are you sure?" after you looked into my car.
That's a part of my policy, of the policy of the institution and restaurant as well.
What do you think of my car?
It's gorgeous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The thing about my car is I'm a hoarder, so. And I do that on purpose, sir, because if I ever find myself in a situation where I need a pair of cargo pants
mm-hmm.
or an axe, I have one. You know?
That makes complete sense to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the sriracha was here before I knew that I was coming in.
It came with the car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it doesn't move. It sits there.
Totally.
Because if I ever find myself in a situation where I need sriracha, I know it's there.
Hey, man, you're preaching to the choir. It was super nice to meet you.
I'm going to eat my car today. I'm just going to pull over to that spot. I changed my mind.
Okay, great. I'll get that going for you.
Fuck you, dude. Fuck you. I don't like your attitude, and I'm calling it.
Why? He was being a sweetheart.
I'm putting in a complaint. No, that was belittling.
No, I was being genuine.
No, no.
I was trying to show you like another side. That like he's a good guy.
No, that was patronizing.
I don't agree.
Yeah, that was.
Oh. Is it just because I'm a woman?
You think you're better than me?
No. I know I'm better than you. Because I'm born with all the eggs I'm going to
have.
Yeah,
you find out about your eggs and all of a sudden you're better than me. You think you're better than me.
Yeah, a little.
I can get an iPad too. I can stand outside with an iPad. Patronize everybody.
Sure, but you wouldn't. You would have a hard time with that, I think.
I would say, are you sure you don't want to eat in your car? You know what sucked about the whole situation?
You would be talking so much to them. You would say something.
That's why I have a podcast. Yeah.
Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Right now, get a free select tool when you buy the Craftsman V20 2-Pack Battery Kit. Whether it's the backyard, the bathroom, or beyond, Craftsman has the tools to help you power through and get the project done right. Because DIYing is unpredictable, but your tools shouldn't be. Shop Craftsman at Lowe's today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
You know what sucks as well is I'm eating in my car thinking about this situation that happened saying, uh-huh. Oh, I could have said this. Going over the conversation. Yeah, I'm sure, bud. I'm sure I'm not going to eat in my car. I'm going to go four blocks home.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to sit in my bar stool on my counter with some music in the background.
Yeah.
But I didn't say that.
Next time.
I said, sure, I guess I'll just eat in my car.
Next time.
Like a slob. What sucked is, yeah, that is not what my car looks like. there's no trash in
right.
my car.
Mm-hmm.
It's clothes mm-hmm. and appliances.
There's a little trash, though.
Sparkling water cans hardly count as trash.
There's some food remnants and wrappers, no?
Chips in my center console. What if I'm on a long drive or somewhere in a rush and I haven't eaten?
I guess I'm talking about the floor of the passenger seat as well.
That's sand from the beach. Okay, let's not focus on the little nuances. But the worst part about it was when I'm wrapping up my burger, a little bit of this special secret sauce from In-N-Out spilled onto my shirt.
That's
which was
occupational
like
hazard.
That final thing that's like, damn, I'm disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
But then to get it off, I got a fry and I scooped it off my shirt and I ate because that sauce is so good. And that was a low point of last week.
I think
it's just to be like, oh, I just scooped sauce off of my chest and then put it into my mouth. And I got a hair in there too.
Ugh.
And then swallowed it and ate it.
Okay.
And then I still had the stain just as a reminder.
That's actually the worst when you swallow a hair. Especially if you have long hair and it's like half down your throat and half out of your throat. And you have to like pull it out.
I feel like I would prefer that.
Oh, I guess because you're just like, because you can't pull it
out. No, I'd like to pull the hair out of my mouth instead of swallow it.
Oh, does it not get stuck in your throat?
It's so small. My hair is so small.
Okay.
Did you know you can actually kill someone? And this is like an ancient proverb or something. Like some woman got caught putting pieces of her hair in her husband's food because you don't digest hair. It builds up in your stomach. And I think, unless you like poop it out. But if it doesn't get caught in your tracks, like it builds up and gets...
There's no way that she murdered her husband by putting
her
hair.
You have to put Drano down a drain to kill it, to get it out of the drain. Why
sure,
would
but it doesn't kill the drain.
The drain is not alive.
I really don't think that... Can we Google, like, can swallowing hair kill you?
The drain doesn't have heartbeat.
Sure.
It clogs the drain.
Yeah.
It clogs your stomach.
I feel like our stomach acid must be strong enough to destroy hair. It's strong enough to do a lot of things.
Like what?
Like, I don't know what... Like, swallow. And it breaks down your food. Okay. What happens if you swallow hair? Hair is made up of proteins called keratin, cannot be broken down by our body, by the way. They only can be processed at a very high temperature. They just end up passing out of the body with other
items. Unless they build up and get clogged, just like anything else.
I don't see any mention of a clog.
You can choke on corn, and also corn you can
poop out.
No, you
poop corn out.
Yeah, but if it gets clogged up, if it clogs you up.
Then you would get an enema.
Easier said than done. For many.
Okay.
Anytime I've lived or spent any amount of time with a girl in the same house or shower, mm-hmm. I always end up with somehow a long hair in my butt crack.
I was literally going to bring up long hairs in butt cracks, but I didn't want to take it there today.
Hold that thought about the hair in the butt crack. A woman was resuscitated for 15 minutes, but died shortly after. She appeared to be infected hairball in her stomach, which led to an ulcer. The ulcer burst, her vital organs failed. So
that hairball was infected.
Right. And it's called Rapunzel syndrome after eating her own hair. So this sounds like more of my strange addiction situation.
Uh-huh. I don't know what. Sorry.
Why are you laughing? No, it's,
I don't know.
It's fine. We're laughing at something else. The butt crack hair.
Yes.
It feels so good to pull one out. I'm going to leave it there, but I just wanted to share
Connor,
that.
Look at the drafts of my tweets, and this one has been sitting there for so long because I'm like, that's too gross to tweet. It says, I said, was just thinking how insane it is that men will never have to experience the feeling of pulling a hair out of their butt. Then remembered men have butts as well in addition to hair.
You should tweet that.
I can't. I'm too scared.
No, you can tweet that.
You think?
Yeah. Tweet it now.
Okay, I'll tweet it now. Okay. Was just thinking how insane it is that men will never experience a feeling of pulling hair out of their butt. Then remember men have butts as well as hair. Okay.
Tweet.
Fired it off.
Send.
Okay, wait. This other draft. Free idea. Invention idea. Okay. You know how, well, at least for me, like when I'm so addicted to my phone that I'm not even doing things on my phone. I'm just opening an app, closing an app, opening another app, closing that app, going back to the other app that I had just opened, closing it. Rinse, repeat. So if we could invent a fidget that has the same sort of, that makes my brain release the same sort of chemical or like provides the same sort of stimulation as just going between apps.
That's a cigarette.
No,
you should start smoking cigarettes.
My hand.
Oh, yeah. Holding the cigarette against your lips.
No, like something to play with almost.
Play with a cigarette.
No,
cigarette.
I don't. Well, I don't want to smoke a cigarette personally. If we could find a healthy alternative that will reduce my screen time.
Mm-hmm.
I also saw this tweet that was like, he's not answering you. He's just trying to help you reduce your screen time, which love that take.
That's perfect.
Yeah. So anyway, I would like that fidget.
Okay. Free idea.
Yeah.
I came up with an invention as well this weekend.
What?
We're getting straight to the inventions this week, which is something we never do.
Yeah, diving right into it.
We really don't know how this podcast will be formatted. You can't put us in a box.
No.
You could put your phone in a box for a couple hours and that would reduce your screen time.
Well, I chew through it.
For anyone that doesn't know that story, I think we have like a lot of new listeners since the last time I told that. But I went with Caucasian James to a John Mulaney show last year. And they put your phone in like a neoprene sleeve, which is impossible to break. You could run it over. You could drag it behind your car for 20 miles and you could pull your phone out unscathed. However, I chewed through it with my sharp tooth and got my phone out because I needed to check mm-hmm. my phone. And I had not even a single notification.
It's tough.
But it felt good to scroll.
Uh-huh.
I'll give you that.
Yeah.
Could have used a cigarette in that moment.
It really just... I don't know whatever chemical it releases, but I'm obsessed with it. I love dopamine. I'm always trying to get more dopamine. Are there dopamine pills? Dope?
Molly.
What's dope?
Dope would be dopamine, right? Like that's like
it's
what
heroin,
you
drug.
Heroin. Oh, heroin. Sorry. I don't want that.
Okay. Yeah. Well, moving on. I had this thought this weekend. On Friday, I went to a bar mm-hmm. and I went to Jameson's
mm-hmm.
and I'm sitting at Jameson's and I was like, my stomach started acting up and I was like, I can't, I'm too far from home. I don't want to go pretend like I'm interested in something in one of these boutique stores and then destroy their bathroom, you know, because that mm-hmm. I don't want to be known as that person. So I was thinking, I was like, how awesome would it be to have a membership club?
It exists. Pay
monthly and there's private restrooms with an attendant and they have five private uh-huh. restrooms with walls thick as a bunker.
Yeah. Have you not heard of Poober?
No.
It's that.
How much do you pay a month?
I think it's like 30 a month.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me download Poober really quick.
Okay. I'm fucking with you.
Oh. Okay. Well, great idea, Poober.
But I think that was an SNL skit or something.
Okay. Well, how come no one's done it? I'm talking like Soho House level bathroom, great hand soap that smells good, but I'm talking about, I want like a private experience that needs a bouncer.
Uh-huh.
No one's allowed in unless you're paying for this service.
I feel like they had made something at one point that was like people offering their homes, like Airbnb, but like emergency, like, but I think that was too dangerous.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like it would last for even one day without one homicide.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But I totally am in agreement with you, and I also think they should do that for napping spaces.
That's a vulnerable state to be in where you're unconscious and laying flat.
It's like a cubicle in my mind.
My mind immediately goes to, I'm going to harvest your organs.
Oh, my mind immediately goes to small little cubicle nap room where you can just like, if you're shopping till you drop, for example, and don't like want to go home, the mall will have a napping suite for you where you can pay $10.99 flat rate.
For an hour?
Yeah.
I need an hour 20.
Flat rate.
Oh, you need that tiered system of payment.
Yeah, no, I know. You're right. $10.99 an hour?
That's expensive. That's steep for a nap.
And you can't do half hour.
No, I would.
So it would be 20
I would pay $10.99 to
$20.99.
Shit my brains out.
$21.
In 10 minutes.
Yeah, who wouldn't?
But a nap? I don't think I would pay $10 for a nap.
Oh, I would pay unlimited.
Also, I get claustrophobic, so I wouldn't want to go into a pod situation.
There's ventilation.
Can't be in a... I would be scared. I'd be pushing on the walls. I would be kicking the walls.
Okay. Maybe not for you. Maybe you want to go to the premium suite.
A room?
Mm-hmm. The premium room.
I'd be scared. I'd get locked in there, and someone's going to harvest my organs.
It's like a hotel. I just saw somebody... Was it you that said that hotel owners have too much power?
It was. And because... And here's our first headline today. Great job passing me that baton. Wait, can we pull up this link? I just saw it over the weekend. Someone else talked about it on their podcast, but I want everyone to know I had it bookmarked before they talked about it. Okay. I can't remember who it was. Oh, I know who it was. It was We Might Be Drunk podcast with Sam Morrell. And Noelle just went on this podcast, and Mark Normand. Tennessee hotel guest wakes up to night manager sucking on his toes from a report from the police. Yeah. I don't know. Do we have audio from him? I don't know if that video is going to be good. I can just read through it. An evening manager at a Tennessee hotel was arrested after he snuck into someone's room and sucked on this person's toes. David Neal, a 52-year-old manager at 4th Avenue South Hilton in Nashville, allegedly crept into a male guest's room while he was sleeping on March 30th and got intimate with his feet. Mm. So the guy made a key card to get into the room and entered it around 5 a.m. The guest told police he woke up to Neal's mouth around his toes and immediately confronted him. So let's role play this, Brooke.
I'd rather not.
Do you want to be the night manager or do you want to be the man getting his toes taken care of?
Okay. I'll be...
serviced.
I'll be the toe sucker.
You're going to be the night manager?
Oh, no. I want to be the one who has
having your toes sucked?
Yeah.
Okay, so you'll...
you should walk through the door.
Oh, yeah. You'll need to confront me.
But I'm asleep.
With my mouth around your toes.
I'm not thank actually... Thank God I'm wearing flip-flops.
I'm not going to do it, but... Okay, you're asleep, you're passed
okay,
out.
Okay.
You're sleeping soundly. Okay. Audio only listeners, we're doing a little bit of a physical
okay.
situation here.
Okay. Okay. My eyes are closed because I'm asleep.
The clock strikes 5 a.m.
Holy hell, stop sucking on my toes. Toe sucker?
Hey, man. Hang on. Hey, chill. You're a guest at my hotel. This is standard. This is... Don't act like you've never been to Nashville before. This is what we do here.
I didn't sign up for this, and this is inappropriate behavior.
Okay, I respect you setting boundaries.
Thank you, BetterHelp.
I'll head out.
All right, man. Stop sucking on my toes.
Okay. Okay. Just making sure you didn't want to eat in your car.
All right, I'll see you.
Just making sure you didn't want one more slurp.
That's okay. Probably what happened.
I mean, it was probably that quick. It sounds like he confronted him like, hey, man.
Stop sucking on my toes.
And he's like, okay, cool. Hey, oh, that's all you
okay.
had to say.
Yeah.
That's all you had
yeah,
to say.
Yeah.
Don't get an attitude with me all of a sudden. You think you're better than me because you don't want your toes sucked in my hotel?
Yeah. No, it sounds like they were able to figure it out through problem solving.
The guest just told police he woke up to Neal's mouth around his toes and immediately confronted him. He recognized Neal as one of the hotel employees that came into his room the day before to fix his TV, clearly scoping out his
entrance.
Total,
that's a total scope.
Oh, you need your TV fixed. No worries. Let me...
He was scoping out those toes.
Let me... make sure the TV is...
My toes are actually not in good shape. I'm not loving. I'm not loving how featured they
are. Make sure that I'm seeing channel... See, this little piggy went to Netflix. Yeah, that's good.
I wonder how many people whose toes he sucked before, or if this was a first offense.
I'm looking at a picture of Neal right now, and it's telling me that he knows his way around a foot.
Totally. I'm just...
And I'm thinking he knows that that little piggy ran all the way home.
Yeah, I mean it's just I'm Neal, shocked we
Neal
haven't
looks,
heard of him before.
Neal looks like my pinky toe.
Yeah, yeah.
Can we? I want to see how this wrapped up or if it did wrap up. Okay, police said Neal.
Is that a mugshot?
Neal
or?
Never reported. Okay, so Neal admitted to the police that he had entered the room, but he claimed he did so because he smelled smoke and wanted to make sure the guest was okay.
Mouth around toe. Sorry, I smelled smoke. Hey.
This is protocol. Neal here. Neal here, I smelled smoke. I was making sure it wasn't coming from your toe. I was trying to put out the fire on his toe, man.
Sorry, protocol. They teach you this in fire safety school.
He was arrested at his home in Lebanon on Friday. Wow, he got so Lebanon, far away.
See? Lebanon, Tennessee.
Okay, he's currently jailed on $27,000 bond, which, by the way, is only $2,700 to get out. But he will be charged, so I assume that that will not be recovered.
Right.
Wait, can we see that last sentence before we scroll down right above the photo of Neil? Police said Neil never reported smelling smoke to security, and that there were no other reports of guests or staff smelling smoke at the hotel. Okay, that's well, shocking. He's got a nose like a hound dog, it seems.
Yeah.
I think that this hotel's lucky to have him. And because there was no smoke, maybe Neil got to it before it could get to any other guests.
That is a way of looking at this specific case, for sure.
It's important to
you know what? Human experience, different perspective.
Neil was experiencing something very different from a lot of us.
He was. And we will keep you all updated on
as this case develops.
As it develops. We'll check back in next week with Neil. Yes.
Ooh.
Oh, okay. Where do we go from Neil?
Well, okay. Let me.
I can tell you something that happened to me yesterday.
Yeah, go ahead.
Running errands for me is like the most impossible thing.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, it's like I will put something off until it's almost an emergency. So I had been binky-less for. What shirt are you wearing? Oh my God, where did you get that?
I took it from someone.
I love it.
Thanks.
I can't believe it took me this long. Were you wearing a sweatshirt over it?
I was kind of, because it was cold out today.
Oh my gosh, that's gorgeous, Connor.
Thanks, I love it. And it fits.
Yeah.
It's a good thick fit so my nipples don't show.
Yeah.
You want to touch it?
Yeah, I do.
Do you want to know what it says at the bottom?
Being funny in a foreign language?
Yeah, it sure
does. That's the name of the album. Did you know that?
Yeah, but it's also funny because being funny in a foreign language doesn't translate.
Yeah, a lot like a lot of their humor and such not translating
right.
To
no comment on that.
Okay, what was I saying?
That's you had to go pick up a new weed pen yesterday.
Oh, I had to go get a new weed pen, which I also don't feel comfortable. I've never been in a dispensary alone
because
I just like don't feel like I belong. Like it's not like I just don't feel feel good.
Sure,
I still don't feel good about buying alcohol as well. Like I feel like I'm committing a crime.
I feel like they're staring at me.
Yeah.
And I need to have my ID in a shirt.
Yeah.
Printed out.
So felt like I was committing a criminal offense while in there. And, you know, there's other patrons who look much cooler than me. And then all of a sudden my phone, which has been on the fritz glitching, starts blasting. Dear Evan Hansen. Okay. Ben Platt is screaming for his life. I am doing everything I can to try to turn off Ben Platt. In this space, and I could not.
Is this one of these, which dispensary is it?
High. It's called High.
Oh.
High on Melrose. Oh, it's on Melrose.
Okay, I haven't been there, but I was thinking if it's like, what's that one place that's really cool looking where you get like an attendant?
So it's not like that at all.
Okay,
it's
see that?
Kind of like past Fairfax.
Ooh.
Like where we used to live.
Oh, yeah.
So like different vibe.
Yeah.
For sure nobody in there had ever heard.
Yeah. No, that's what I was thinking.
Ben Platt.
That's where my head was going.
And they didn't want to.
Yeah.
At that. So yeah, could not get that off for the life of me. Mm-hmm. And it took like 60 seconds, which doesn't seem a long time, but it is actually a long time when Ben Platt's voice is echoing through a dispensary.
I would leave.
Yeah.
Why didn't you leave?
Because I needed the binky dip.
Well, you could step out, smash your phone on the sidewalk, and then come back in.
And then I need to get a new phone because my phone woke me up at 4 a.m. playing This Love by Maroon 5. Haven't listened to that song in years.
I love that song.
That album is incredible. And like, sure, it was nice to hear it. I would have liked to keep sleeping because I was up for a while after that.
Right. That makes
sense. So I think I need to get a new phone or maybe restart it.
Turning it off and turning it back on.
Turning it off and turning it on is never a bad idea.
Has never hurt anybody.
No, it hasn't. But yeah. That sucked, and so I won't be running any errands again anytime soon.
I love running errands. Oh my God. I could spend my whole life running errands.
I can't say the same. But I ran 3 yesterday.
That's a lot. That's 3 more than I did yesterday.
Yeah. Want to hear the other errand I ran? There's been a lot of talk on TikTok about going from using like natural shampoos that are good for you with healthy ingredients to reverting back to like drugstore, like chemically shampoos because it makes
one
me really
of our
soft.
Sponsors is Pros.
I know. Is that okay? I still love Pros and I use it.
Okay.
And you should use Pros. That being said, I was like, oh, I want to try it just out of curiosity for a few days before I go back to my Pros. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does because I'm strictly using Pros right now.
Yeah.
So I'll offset this with conversation.
And that's totally fine. This has nothing. This is completely separate from my love of Pros. But I was like, okay, maybe I'll try to put chemicals in my hair via Pantene and see what happens because TikTok told me to. And this is not me telling anyone to use Pantene.
Tampine.
But my hair is smelling so good. It's smelling like childhood.
Do you think it's just nostalgia?
Yeah, but it's also feeling great for the time being before I go back to Pros.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
It could be a combo of using both as well.
Yeah. Exactly. It's the combo pack.
Yeah. Well, that's exciting.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Thanks.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I was like trying to remember what I was going to tell you. I have my show tonight with Tiffany Haddish.
Oh my gosh.
And Benny Drama.
How do you feel?
And Tim Dillon is a new addition.
Oh my God.
To the lineup.
Wow.
And Esther, I can't remember how to.
P. Esther P.
Yeah. I actually don't think I know her last name, but I followed her forever.
Uh huh.
She's so funny. And one other person, I can't remember who it is. But it's quite the lineup.
Yeah. How are you feeling?
I have all my stuff done. Good. I have to memorize the nuance bits, but I'm hosting the show.
Oh, you're hosting.
I'm hosting the show.
I didn't know that. Did you know that?
I forgot. But yeah, this isn't the first time I got that information.
So are you doing a set as well as
I
hosting?
I start with a set, yeah.
You start with a set and then you keep coming on to introduce.
And doing bits.
And doing bits. Damn.
It's a fatty.
That's awesome, Connor.
Yeah, it's good.
Congrats.
I keep waiting to change my category on Instagram to comedian.
You can. At this
I don't know. I think I need another couple shows under my belt because I just took like the longest hiatus ever off after Italy. Like, couldn't get back into it. And now I've got a couple shows lined up.
Well, I think tonight as you're going to sleep, you can change it.
We'll see how it goes.
A show with
we'll
Tiffany
H. Did you ever do flips on a trampoline?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So, one time, I used to be really good at doing flips on a trampoline.
Yeah.
And then one time I landed on my neck doing a back, like a belt backflip or something. And I couldn't do a backflip ever again. It took me like literally so many years.
Uh-huh.
And then I bombed that set. Or probably not even bombed, but like it was my worst set. And it's like too scary for me to get back into it now.
Well, yeah,
like,
that's
I feel like
when you take a weed gummy and have a panic attack, it's never the same.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's exactly like that.
It is.
Damn.
You just have to get back on the horse.
I know I have to. It sucks that I'm getting on the horse with Tim Dillon and Tiffany Haddish and Benny Drama.
Wait, but the show that you bombed at, you had a good show after.
Yeah, but then I went and did the Friday Beers
and
one.
Bombed.
And was just like so nervous for some reason randomly. And it was like such a slow start. And then took off to the races.
That's good that you took off to the races.
But like the beginning was so embarrassing because there were so many people there just looking at me. But anyways, yeah, we'll report back.
Yeah,
that's,
please.
That's tonight. Everyone's going to hear this Thursday.
So you will have already, that must feel nice that you will have already been done by the time people are listening.
It will be done. Yeah.
Yeah.
She will be laid to rest.
Yeah.
And then I go to a wedding right after on Friday morning.
Oh, where are you going?
Dallas.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Seems like everyone's been in Dallas recently.
Just Texas in general.
Yeah. What's going on with that?
It's a hub. Yeah.
It's a barbecue hub.
Yeah. Do you know that out of every single one of our friends, I'm the only one from the Northeast?
I do know
except
that.
For Jack Martin.
Jack Martin, yes.
But I, yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, it really
is. You bring a certain, hey, I'm trying to walk you to the friend group.
Yeah, totally.
That us, oh, I'm just going to squeeze by you.
Yeah. Excuse me, please. Yeah.
Don't really, or, oh, I guess we do jive with it.
I would hope so.
Hey, I need a hoagie.
Yeah, give me a hoagie.
Give me a hoagie.
Yeah.
And we say, I'll take a, what do we eat? I don't even know. Sup? Corn on the cob?
I cannot stop talking about hoagies and Hoagie Fest.
Yeah, Hoagie Fest.
Hoagie Fest is this thing at Wawa. Which, if those of you who don't know what Wawa is, it's this, like, I guess it's technically a convenience store in Philly, but it's so much more than a convenience store. And it's the one thing I, like, truly miss about Philly. And you can get hoagies there. And during the summer, there's this thing called Hoagie Fest, which I don't even know what Hoagie Fest is. I think it's just, like, a $5 hoagie or something. And I have just been, like, I don't know where it came from. I think it was after Coachella where I've just been, like, are you going to weekend one or weekend two of Hoagie Fest? Even though it's not a festival whatsoever. It's simply just a discount at Wawa. But I can't stop talking about it and also saying hoagie, like hoagie.
I don't get like so
Hoagie
much.
Fest.
Hoagie Fest.
Yeah, no, like Hoagie Fest.
Hoagie.
Yeah,
hoagie.
Yeah.
Sorry. Say it one more time.
Hoagie Fest.
Hoagie.
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 Yeah, that was better.
Hoagie.
No, that's like a completely different accent.
Hoagie
oh my God.
Fest.
And I, yeah, Hoagie Fest. $5
for Hoagie.
Hoagie. Yeah.
Hoagie Fest.
Hoagie Fest.
The first time I saw Wawa, I was coming back from Jersey. And we were on the Jersey Turnpike.
You were on the Jersey Turnpike?
Yeah. I was shaking my ass on the Jersey Turnpike. And I saw Wawa and I was like, pull over. Because I wanted to go.
You had never been at this point.
No.
Did you know me at this point? Had I been speaking
about
it?
I think like you with a combo of like everyone else.
Oh.
There, like Jersey people were all like, wah, 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 wah. And I was like, it was cool. It was good. Because I didn't even know anyone else.
You loved it.
No, I did. I was obsessed with it.
Yeah.
But like, we have Buc-ee's in Texas.
I've heard about that.
Which is like, it's really tough for anyone else to bring a convenience store into the mix when we have genuine convenience stores that are bigger than like community colleges.
Surely Buc-ee's doesn't have Hoagie Fest.
Buc-ee's has like its own zip code.
Okay, but it doesn't have hoagies.
I've been to this Buc-ee's, by the way. I know exactly where this is. Oh, I'm lying. Okay, so they all look the same as well.
Wait, where is it? Just all throughout the South?
I guess. I didn't know they had them in Florida. Buc-ee's is doing well, I guess.
Yeah, congrats.
Yeah, they got themselves down with in the swamp.
I would love to go to Buc-ee's, but it would be really hard to go in with an open mind.
Given the Wawa?
Given Wawa
given
has
the
my
Wawa
heart.
Of it all?
I would get a Wawa tattoo.
Do it.
Stop okay.
Don't talk about it. Be about it.
Okay.
People
the
always,
bird logo. That would be perfect with my bee and my butterfly.
You are Cinderella.
Yeah.
Or whoever can.
I think that's Cinderella. That you're
Fiona.
Doing Fiona. You're giving Fiona.
Okay, people always ask me, like, best barbecue in Texas, and you hate to hear it, because everyone's got their heads up their ass, but it's Buc-ee's. It's Buc-ee's every single time.
The best what in Florida?
No, in Texas.
Oh,
in
Texas? Sorry.
And even Austin, best barbecue.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because just like a lot of foods, you go to these really nice restaurants, and they load it up with all these ingredients. Barbecue,
give me the bare bones.
You just need to put brisket on a bun. You just need to put pulled pork on a bun with some barbecue sauce.
Connor, that is exactly the way I feel about Wawa's turkey hoagie. Just give me...
Guess what, Brooke?
Just give me a roll, turkey, some hoagie oil, lettuce, tomato. Let's call it a day.
Facts. Here's something I'll say to you.
Yeah.
Kiss.
The band?
Keep it simple, stupid. Why are we adding all these ingredients? Kiss.
I'm trying to give you a high five because I feel so strongly. Knuckles.
Give me some nuts.
I feel so strongly that you're right.
Yeah. Keep it simple,
and
stupid.
Yeah. Is that SpongeBob?
I don't know. I think it is my freshman year soccer coach.
I think it's also Patrick.
Oh, no.
Star.
He always said, you know what happens when you assume.
He didn't say you make an ass out of you and me.
Oh, I thought he made that up.
No, that's not Patrick. You can't say ass on a kid's show.
He was my soccer coach.
Oh, your soccer coach said that? That's a saying that he did not make
up. In my head, I was like, how do you know Coach Johnson? When the hell did you meet him?
I think Keep It Simple Stupid is SpongeBob.
No.
The Office.
I don't think that that's a saying that was
They're
coined
both sayings from a long time ago.
Yeah.
Your Coach Johnson did not make up Keep It Simple, Stupid.
The phrase Keep It Simple, Stupid is thought to have been coined by the late Kelly Johnson. Now, who the hell is that?
Coach Johnson?
Oh, he was Coach Johnson.
Is he late?
Oof. Probably. He wasn't looking too hot. Wow. Lead engineer of the Lockheed Skunk Works. They're really just... That wasn't the name of my soccer team, actually.
Wow, that's good.
In the news this week, the Have I Got News For You podcast is back for another series.
Brought to you by some of the team behind the show, we'll take you through the big stories of the week when the TV show can't.
From Kemi Badenoch to Keir Starmer, Donald Trump to Nigel Farage, we'll make sure to give every story and subject the complete lack of respect it deserves.
We also cover all the sillier stories you've missed that don't make the front page and put your news knowledge to the test with our missing words round.
Listen and subscribe to In the News This Week, the Have I Got News For You podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
You know what's funny? This is like a really good liaison into another story. You know, Taco Bell has filed an official like corporate court case against Taco Tuesday, the saying Taco Tuesday, because it was coined so long ago to use in marketing by this like really small mom and pop taco place, Taco Johnson's or something.
There's no way it's Taco Johnson's.
Oh, I'm sorry. Taco John's. It's Taco John's.
Okay.
Can we type that in and double check? I think it's Taco John's. Taco John's!
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Taco Bell announced today that they are asking the Trademark Trial and Appeal Board of the United States Patent and Trademark Office to cancel the trademark registration that the Wyoming-based Taco John's has owned for the last 34 years. Taco Bell says the trademark has restricted restaurants nationwide from using the popular phrase. The company believes Taco Tuesday should belong to all who make, eat, and celebrate tacos.
Agree.
But that is like, they want to use it in marketing.
Then just do it.
They can't because Taco John's owns the rights.
That reminds me of, who was Sweetgreen suing Chipotle or the other way around?
Chipotle was suing Sweetgreen.
For having a Chipotle flavoring?
Chipotle bowl.
Okay. Same kind of vibe. Just chill.
Everyone can just relax. Yeah, we know the difference. Mm-hmm. But that was the whole thing because I was an advertising major, Brooke.
I always forget.
People often forget.
Yeah. Same way people forget I majored in education.
I know.
Yeah. How could y'all forget that?
How could you guys forget that?
Yeah.
Look at us using.
Look at us now.
So you have to actually consider, from a professional standpoint, from like a corporate standpoint, that people are dumb. So like one of the things is like when you're Chipotle suing on the basis that people will be confused that they're going to Chipotle to order a Chipotle bowl while they're at Sweetgreen. But people are that dumb. You have to consider like beyond a reasonable doubt, like when an average person be so confused walking into Sweetgreen ordering a Chipotle bowl thinking they're at Chipotle?
There's no way.
I promise. Like, I probably didn't say it exactly right, but...
No, you did.
You have to consider... That's, like, what they would consider in court. So it's, like, subjective almost, advertising. That's why false advertising is, like, would the average person be confused by this? And a lot of times it's no, even though it's, like, it is confusing.
Yeah. Okay. Totally.
What kind of questions do you have for me right now?
Now, what questions do you have for me about Taco Tuesday?
Now, what kind of questions do you have for me about Coach Johnson and his coining of popular phrases?
What questions do you have for me about the toe sucker?
Will Neil be able to pull together $2,700 to be released on bail by next week?
Something tells me no.
Something about Neil is that he's a fighter. And he's going to get into your room and suck on your toes.
Something about Neil tells me that he doesn't, like, there's no one that would be there to help him.
Something about Neil...
There's something about Neil.
Is Neil in the room with
the
right now?
The 1999 feature film based off of There's Something About Mary. Have you seen that?
Yeah, of course.
That was a classic.
I'm kind of like loving Neil's vibe. He saw what he wanted and he went for it. I want to know the man who had his toe sucked.
The man behind the mystery.
I want to know if he's able to find humor in the situation or if he'll ever sleep again.
I know. I could really, like, I know people say all the time, like, oh, that would so happen to you. But, like, I truly believe, like, in my heart of hearts, like, that would happen to you.
Me?
Yes. You don't think you would get your toe sucked by Neil?
Everyone would be shocked.
And then you would be apologizing to him.
If they would hear some of this. No, I'd be like, I feel sick. I'm so sorry that here's $2,700.
Yeah.
And we're not discrediting the toe suckee, the recipient of the sucking, unless he thinks it's funny, then we are laughing with him.
Right. Would you think it was funny?
One thing about me, besides my feet being super ticklish, is that I don't know if I like this about myself or I hate this about myself, but I'm unable to, no matter how serious the situation is, I'm unable to not find any humor in it. Like, I think that, like, everything is kind of a little bit funny.
Most things.
It's hard for me to think about, most things.
So you would think getting your toe sucked is funny?
I think.
Like, truly think,
I think the cops
think
would show up and I wouldn't be like, I'm like shaking. I'd be like, I don't know what the fuck he was doing in here.
Right.
He's sucking on my toes.
Right.
Neil.
Right.
Really?
So would you press charges? Is that even a thing? Like, could he, if you didn't press charges, like, would he be fine? Like, it's not a.
Now, I would say, Neil, you can't be doing this if you want to run a business. You
right.
can't. Like, because word's going to get out. They're going to be talking about it in Brooke and Connor Make a Podcast. The Toe Sucking Hotel.
Right. Season 15 of American Horror Story.
The toe suck. Yeah.
Yeah.
The toe sucker. The hash slinging.
The hash slinging toe sucker.
With a fetish.
I guess this episode is just going to be called The Toe Sucker.
It has to be. It has to be called Were Your Toes Sucked? Wait.
I think Toe Sucker.
To suck or be sucked?
Not really.
No. The Toe Sucker.
The Toe Sucker.
Yeah, you're right.
Strikes again.
Keep it simple, stupid.
Yeah.
K-I-S-S. Okay, let's dive in with the last portion of our episode today into some
10 minutes of pop culture.
10 minutes of pop culture, because that's what you came here for.
Totally. What would you like to start with?
Let's roll through these. Oh, you know, I kind of want to talk about the oldest dog turning 31
years old. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because this is a nice shift from Neil.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we here. Okay. So over the weekend, Bobby, the oldest dog in history, turned 31 today.
Mm-hmm.
And the B&O News Desk Live chose to share a picture of Bobby.
Bobby? Great. Is that Bobby?
I always said Bobby in my head, but now that you say Bobby, it's definitely Bobby. Human experience.
No, it might be Bobby, but I just thought it was Bobby.
So they share this photo.
You know my name was almost going to be Bobby. Did I tell you that?
That
would have been so cute.
You look like a Bobby.
I know. Sorry. Keep going.
What kind of questions do you have for me about this picture of Bobby?
What questions do you have for me about Bobby's rock hard boner?
His boner?
Yeah.
Now here's something. Here's a great perspective you raised up yesterday.
Oh,
fucking balls! Shit ass.
Was that your phone?
Whoa, my phone vibrated and it made my liquid death vibrate as well. And I thought there was a bee on my lap or something. It went brrr. Sorry. Oof.
No, you're good. Try putting your phone on BNC Make a Pee mode.
No, I just need to move it away from my can.
Mm.
My heavy jug. My heavy jugs. So
Bobby has a boner.
So Bobby has a boner. I said yesterday I'd be pretty pissed if I turned 31 and my parents shared, I mean, not my parents, my friends shared a photo. Well, I guess my parents shared a photo of me.
Think you would be the oldest person in the world and your parents would be alive to post a picture of you?
No, I said if I turned 31 and my pictures posted a picture of me with a boner, I would have a few choice words for them. Like, what the hell?
Well, would you be 31 in human years or dog years?
You raise a good question.
I think you need to be 31 in dog years for this situation to make sense.
Okay, so who, okay.
How old would he be if he's 31 in dog years?
I think if your first 3 years are 7 years in dog years. Do we have like a calculator?
We have a calculator,
like a
human to dog year.
Calculator?
He would be 217. Okay, so if your parents.
Okay, hold up. Someone in Bobby LLC is lying about his age. He's not 217.
Right, well, give or take.
He's not 31.
Give or take 100 years.
Like, that's the one thing I want to say. he's not 31. I'm so sorry to burst a bubble.
Oh, you think it's a lie?
I think it's a lie. I think it's a falsehood. I think it's farce.
No, I think it's dead true.
I'm looking into Bobby's young 11-year-old eyes with the boner, and all things considered, this is a young man. Unless they gave him a dog Viagra.
I don't know why they would. Skins said, there's absolutely no way for us to know if he's the oldest dog in history. The odds that he is are a lot higher. The odds that he is not are a lot higher.
Right.
Regardless,
Bobby is a good boy.
Yeah.
And
that
we can all agree there. Maybe this, you know what?
I think that that person's saying he is 31, but there's no way for us to verify if that's the oldest dog in the world. There could be a dog older than 31.
Sure.
I do think he's 31, and I think, going back to your
Bobby's
point about
lucky.
You being upset, if somebody posted that photo of you with a boner in your old age, mm-hmm. I think you should be happy.
So you raise a good perspective that I'm still able to get it up.
Yeah. I think Bobby would have wanted this.
Now, when I turn 217 and I'm walking around with my boner,
uh-huh. People will say,
I'm going to remember this conversation.
Yeah, exactly.
And say, you know what? Maybe this is all fine.
Right. And I think you should.
Maybe it's not about the destination. It's about my erection mm-hmm. along the way.
Along the way.
Yeah.
I totally 100% completely agree. What questions do you have for me about...
Could you give a dog a Viagra if you needed to breed your dog for whatever reason? Maybe you have an award-winning dog like Bobby and you need more dogs to live to 217 years old. Liars. Would you give it a Viagra so that it could fuck all day and all night?
Well, I'm sure you technically could, but I feel like that's an ethical, moral issue. Which some people would be like, that's animal abuse.
Sure.
But I would probably.
Okay, so my dog got into my Viagra on accident.
Okay, your dog. Then it would. I feel like it would work. I don't know, though.
I'm just bringing up a conversation. Not.
Do human pills work the same for dogs? Yeah, dogs have Prozac.
Do they?
Yeah, doggy Prozac, and it's just Prozac.
You should never give your pet. Okay, yeah, we should say this.
Yeah.
You should never give your pet a human medication unless directed to do so by your veterinarian. I'm sure we have like a population of vets that listen to this episode. Just like, sorry. Viagra, totally. Botox, and more. Yes, vets use people meds on pets. But
yeah.
Vets do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Moral of the story.
Okay, congrats on your boner, Bobby.
Yes.
Here's to another 31.
Uh-huh. Can we really quickly Google oldest guinea pig, just out of curiosity? I'm wondering how long Frankie could potentially be with us, for better or for worse.
Ooh.
Right, average is 5 to 7. Almost 15, perfect. Yeah, awesome.
You're going to be 40 years old with a guinea pig.
Mm-hmm.
That's
I love her.
That's something else.
Yeah.
Entirely.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Did you see Martha Stewart was the on the cover of the Swimsuit Incorporated?
Yeah.
Sports Illustrated magazine?
She looks incredible.
Hear me out. Yeah, she does.
And she said the secret, you know what the secret is, she said?
She had 3 bullet points, right?
Yeah.
What were her secrets?
Pilates 3 times a week, horseback riding 1 a week, and eating well. I think those were the bullet points. It just sucks that, like, I believe, well, I'm sure she's had some work done, which I would like the name of that doctor. But also, like, I believe her 100% that she just eats well and looks that good because she eats well. And it just sucks because, like, I could do that, but I also can't.
Hands are tied. Oh, I think about that all the time.
You know?
It's so
like if I just could eat completely clean, I could look like that when I'm 81. But I can't due to complications.
Beyond
you know?
Your control.
Beyond my control of needing to eat in and out in my car.
Hey, I want a horseback ride once mm-hmm. a week, but my hands are tied as well.
Yeah.
So I can't access a horse at this difficult time.
Exactly.
Whatever happened to wild horses?
I think they're still out there.
Where?
In the farms. Oh, that wouldn't be wild.
That would be a domesticated horse.
Yeah, I don't know if there are horses. Are there horses just roaming around places?
Yeah, there's like a specific island that has has them, but there's like
Catalina.
Not Catalina, but there's some up north, like what's that place called?
Wyoming.
Bolinas.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
Horses are so expensive, and you can own a horse. So what's stopping people from going and grabbing a horse?
The price.
They're wild.
Oh, the wild?
Yeah.
It's probably illegal.
Who's keeping track?
I don't know.
Are there equestrian?
I feel that would be like...
Police officers? It is the policy of Congress that wild free-roaming horses and burros... That's a donkey, shall be protected from capture, branding, and harassment or death. Very cool. And to accomplish this, they are to be considered in the area where presently found as an integral part of the natural system of... Okay, so it's the same reason I can't catch like a bird.
Have we had this conversation before?
No.
We've had a similar one. I'm having an insane deja vu.
Okay.
What was roaming when you went to Catalina?
I mean, buffalo.
Maybe it was that about that.
Yeah, it could. So... Maybe they're a little bit more loose-handed when it comes to, like, pigeons and seagulls, but I could, like, take a pigeon inside. Or a seagull.
Yeah. I think it's...
It would be horrible. It would be a horrible experience for everyone involved, but I could. And I don't think Congress would come at my...
Right, I think because pigeons are... There's just, like, so many that no one gives a shit, whereas those wild horses are few and far between. Is that the right phrase?
Yeah, that's good. And I actually, like, applies really well because I'm sure they are kind of spread out. Yeah. Okay, how... Okay, yeah, so Martha Stewart...
Oh, yeah.
She is...
Huge win for horse girls.
She is thirst... She is thirst trapping it up in the pool.
Yeah, she looks, like, really hot.
Yeah, she does.
I think.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah. 81. That's making me feel good about 27.
Who are the others?
Oh, I don't want to see them.
I'm cute.
Oh, God, get them away.
I just want to know who it is. Can we... Do I really? Know you? Kim Petras? Megan Fox? Brooke Stader. Oh, and that's it. So there's four of them. Very cool.
Yeah.
It was a bold move to put Martha on the front and then just like throw Megan Fox in the middle.
Right. I love it.
Yeah. No, I love that.
I'm obsessed with
it.
Yeah.
Cool. Good job, I guess, to everyone. Brooke, a Taylor Swift fan, is selling her contact. Well, I don't know if it's her. Okay, sorry, starting over. Did you see that?
No, yeah, the Taylor Swift fan is selling, not Taylor's contacts, her contacts because they perceive Taylor.
Physically, yeah. Okay.
That, like, if I went to a 1975 concert, I would sell my contacts, which I don't have because I've never made an eye doctor appointment. But I would sell my contacts because they perceived the 1975.
Did they sell? And this is on Depop. I can tell because of the font. This is
I don't know, but they were listed for 10,000.
Well, that's a great way to get your username out there by being ridiculous online. Because look at it, the screenshot's going viral, and it includes what a great marketing tactic.
You should do that.
I will.
Okay.
We also perceived Taylor in person once.
Oh yeah, do you have your contacts?
We were only feet away.
I have that nasal spray that I was. Could not stop
you were
putting up.
Housing that nasal spray.
Oh my God. When we went to the AMAs and Taylor was there, I was so stuffed up that I was snorting nasal spray at the commercial breaks. So we could, I'm sure the particles of that nasal, of Taylor got into that bottle of nasal spray. If you want it to sell.
If you want it, yeah.
I still have it.
If we're going to be, what is that saying? If you want to be cutting pieces, tiny pieces.
I never heard it.
If you want to be cutting.
Chipping at a stone.
No, if you want to like cut threads, cutting a. Am I making this up?
I have no idea where you could be going.
Okay, if you're picking at little pieces of a story and details, if
splitting
you want
hairs,
splitting hairs.
Oh my God!
If you're splitting the hair that's stuck in my butt crack after a shower, then yeah, I think that would be fine to sell for $10,000. The nasal spray, that is. That was so weird because that was before. Her whole like concert series, she was always Taylor Swift, but like I could have walked out and been like, oh, hey, you have a hair stuck on your shirt. Let me move that.
She's always
She wouldn't have punched me. It would have been like we're in the same room already. Like I think it would have been totally fine.
Something happened recently, like she's always been obviously massive, but something happened recently where it's like she is like God.
TikTok.
Do you think?
I promise.
Okay.
Yeah, I guarantee.
Yeah, TikTok really makes people into.
Well, it makes them feel like they're part of something. The whole like Eras Tour thing, when people are like sharing their outfits, they're like, it's like a thing that everyone can get involved in. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's fun. It's like going to camp. I feel like this is like the Eras Tour thing, and people can go to a couple and you meet other people that are into the exact same thing as you. You probably have other interests. You're dressing similar. You can appreciate other people's clothes. You know the same songs. I was just listening to this. Oh, I was listening to the Always Sunny podcast. And they said when they do their live tours, it's fascinating because a lot of people will go by themselves and they'll go sit there. And it's like, that's the beauty of going to see something live, is that you meet people and they'll play episodes of their show in the room with other people there. And it's like special to see it with other people. You're laughing at the same parts. You're picking up certain things with like strangers. And I feel like that's what Taylor Swift things is like. It's
that's
like, you're
beautiful,
like, oh,
Connor, well said.
Thanks. I listened to that in the shower and it really stuck with me.
Yeah. I love a good fandom.
Yeah, that's why they said the movie theaters are so important, because a lot of the shared experience of going to the movies is
totally
like really special for people.
Totally.
And you lose that when you're streaming.
There have been so many movies where in the movie theater I'm like, this is the best thing I've ever seen in my life. And then I'll watch it at home and it's not the same because it doesn't have that communal experience.
The joie de vivre.
Yeah, 150%.
Let's leave everybody with one more tidbit. Phoebe Bridgers and Bo Burnham making out behind Keith Urban and Nicole Kidman. And did Keith post a TikTok?
Keith did post a TikTok of him and Nicole. And in the back, Phoebe and Bo had kissed. And now people are like, oh my God, he outed Phoebe and Bo. And can I just say, like, people are...
Yeah, take it and run
okay,
with it.
I'll take it and run with it. People have been calling Phoebe and Bo a rumor up to this point of actually seeing them kiss, which has confused me. Because it's like, obviously they're together. Why have you been calling it a rumor this whole time?
Yeah.
Like, what have they needed to do to prove it to you? I guess this, but like, they've been spending every second together, holding hands. Like, he's backstage at her shows. Like, what else do you want? And I feel that way about Maddie and Taylor. People are still calling that rumored. Like, do you want them to start humping on stage? Like, what do you need for it to be confirmed for you? Humping on stage is what I'm thinking at this point. What else can they do? He's sleeping over at her apartment. They're holding hands. Everybody's saying that they're smooching nonstop. Like, what else do you want? People that are close to them are saying they're dating. Like, give it a rest.
Get a job.
Give it a rest.
Yeah.
They are together.
I want to shift gears because I just remembered this screenshot I took this morning that is so funny. And this is actually something. So these relationships have clouded Kris Jenner's plan to hard launch Kylie and Timothée Chalamet.
Yeah.
Which is so funny because they keep putting out new stuff. And then this article came out from Entertainment Tonight. Kylie Jenner and Timothée Chalamet are casually seeing each other, quote, but trying to keep it, quote, low key. A source tells ET that, quote, Timothy loves that Kylie is such a hands-on mom and a boss.
100%.
He appreciates her confidence, unquote. Now, when Pete and Kim Kardashian were dating, here's a quote from Entertainment Tonight. Quote, it actually has been really fun and easy. There's no pressure, the source says. Pete loves that Kim is such a great hands-on mom and also a boss, period. They are releasing statements. This family's like releasing, someone's releasing statements. This source is, and that is word for word. Both of the quotes in these articles that are still live say hands-on mom and also a boss. Hands-on mom and also a boss.
So are you saying that either that means it's confirmed because it's the same source, or that it's fake?
I mean, they can be hooking up, but like, they're not releasing statements. There's a team behind relationships that they go into because they probably have to, because they're actual, like, they affect markets being in relationships, I'm sure. Like, people that are fans of Timothée Chalamet or not fans of Kylie and him together will stop buying Kylie products or something. I don't know, like something like that. So like them releasing a statement that everybody, like Timothy, is so proud of her being such a hands-on boss babe. I don't know. I don't get how they couldn't have even, like, that was a ChatGPT statement. They just got caught plagiarizing by SA.com.
What was the photo that was so blurry that of Kylie and Timothy? Like, was it them at Taco Bell or something?
They were at a taco joint.
That is nuts that people saw that where you can't even see either of them and we're like, oh my God, they are dating. And they'll see Maddie and Taylor holding hands and him at six shows in a row. It's a rumored relationship. Nothing is confirmed. And we can leave on that.
We'll leave on that.
Interesting. It's interesting. And we'll see you in the bonus.
Yeah. Bye. Bye.
This week on Close Friends.
I still always need a bargain. I'm like, how can I load this bitch up? Now, I could get my wraps to the size of a newborn.
You went to her specifically for a year. For me personally?
You're being an incel.
No, I'm
not flirting with her. I was being nice. It's the reason I can't go to fucking Trader Joe's anymore, because all the cashiers either want to fuck me or kill me. I wasn't seething with rage until you put me in a corner. You cornered me like a rat. You cornered me like a rat man. I'm a rat man. Sign up on tmgstudios.tv to watch the full bonus episode.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.